Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 26th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the reintroduction of the National Youth Service, which is notorious for churning out violent pro-ZANU-PF militias, derisively known as Green Bombers. The National Association of Youth Organizations last week appealed to Parliament to block the program, fearing the ruling ZANU-PF is planning to use graduates to unleash violence in next year's general elections. The National Youth Service was introduced in the year 2000 by then Youth Minister Bodagezi, saying it was meant to transform and empower youths for national building through life skills training and leadership development. The Youth Brigade quickly turned into a nightmare for the opposition MDC leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, whose supporters were constantly attacked and allegedly killed by the militias who supported then-President Robert Mugabe. To date, their mere mention evokes emotions from victims or those old enough to have seen them at work. And that is why there is apprehension about the reintroduction of the National Youth Program, especially ahead of the 2023 elections. Plus, we will also be looking at the national strike by workers over poor salaries planned for tomorrow and Thursday. Lee Chonanjani, Zulugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sikhangela udaba lokusungulwa njalo kohlelo lokulolonga abasakhulayo abadume ngodlakela uhlelo lweNational Youth Service. Eminyakeni edluleyo lolu hlelo belulolonga abasakhulayo beZANU-PF bethi besuka lapho sibone sebesetshenziswa ukutshaya abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abeMDC. Lokhu kwenzeke kakhulu ngesikhathi kusabusa uMongameli Robert Mugabe, njalo iMDC isakhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Inhlanganiso zabasakhulayo sezicele iPhalamende ukuthi imise lolu hlelo ngoba zithi iZANU-PF isizama ukulolonga abatsha abazathaya abantu kukhetho oluzayo. Sizaxoxa njalo ngohlelo lokukhalala umsebenzi phezu kweholo kusasa. Kwaziwaiva tereri nasi muchirongwa cheve chidiki The Connection tiri kutaura nekuparurwa zvakare kwechirongwa cheNational Youth Service. Icho chinozikanwa nevanopikisa sechirongwa chekudzidzisa vechidiki veZANU-PF kuita zvemhirizhonga. Chirongwa ichi chinozikanwa neveruzhinji nezita rekuti maGreen Bomber, avo vanova magraduates echirongwa ichi. Chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa muna 2000 namuchakabvuva Bodagezi, avo vaiva gurukota rezvevechidiki. Vachiti chinangwa chaiva chekudzidzisa vechidiki ava nhoroondo yenyika. Asi vechidiki ava vakanga vava kushandiswa neZANU-PF kurova vemapato anopikisa zvikuru sei bato reMDC, iro raitungamirwa nemuchakabvu waMorgan Tsvangirai. Tichataura zvakare nenyaya yekuramwa mabasa kuchaitika mangwana uye nemusi wechina. And we start our show tonight in Harare with VOA's Studio 7 reporter Godwin Mangudla spoke to Stephen Sarkozy Chuma of the opposition CCC. Vachuma vanoti chirongwa cheNational Youth Service hachifanirwi kuitwa zvachose.
Nauye kudzoswa kweurongwa hweNational Youth Service haisi nhaunyuwani, haisi nhau itsva. Takambozviona kumashure. Kwakamboita urongwa uhu kuna na 2008 vanhu vakatambura nokurohwa vabereki vachipisirwa dzimba dzavo. Uyezve tochiona kuti pakati mabva elections this year. Tine mamembers edu akafa nekuda kweviolence yagara iriko yemamilitia groups eZANU-PF. So apa zvakungoita ZANU-PF navamunangagwa vanoda kungoofficializa, vanoda kungoregulariza nyaya yetsagari, vanoda kuregulariza nyaya yemamilitia groups. Tinozviziva kuti nyaya yeNational Youth Service magroup avo avanoda kugadzirira sarudzo 2023 kuti kana vadyiwa sezvatotarisa kuti vachadyiwa zvine mutsindo vachada kufamba vachidzidzira vanachoro vavanhu. Saka nekuti ZANU-PF inobelieva munyaya dzeviolence havasi ivo vatingati the rightful people kuti valide urongwa hweNational Youth Service. Inhau inoda vanhu vane maoko akachena, inhau inoda government irresponsible. Ii government yatinayo nokuti inouraya, inopfuura vanhu mumastreets zvatakaona muna August 2018 haikwanisi kulida chirongwa cheNational Youth Service.
Saka chii chingaitwa kuti chirongwa ichi chinge chiitwa zvakajeka uye chisingaitwe zvematongerwo enyika kana zvokushandiswa mune zvemhirishonga?
Chirongwa ichi chinofanira kuitwa nema independent organizations. Ekuti kana vanhu vakagara pasi vakawirirana vochuza vanhu vanofanira kulida chirongwa ichocho, vatoziva kuti vanhu vatha very credible. Hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yegukura hundi, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yemakavhotera papi operation, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yekupfuura vanhu musi wa1 August, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yekuuraya macivilians pamaby elections kukwekwe mune mwe. Toti chilida prosi iyoyo, katoti political party yakadaro inotaura kuti opposition inda vanofanira kutswanyiwa, ngaichilida prosi yakadaro. Ii prosi yadi vanhu vanoda zvemhirizhonga.
Tiri kuona paurongwa hwakaparwa nehurumende chirongwa ichi chinonzi chichange chiri kombausari. Tiri kuona hamusi kufara nacho. Saka muchaita sei kana chikaimplimendwa?
Ndo patiri kutaura kuti ZANU-PF haisi kunzwisisa kuti nyaya youth service purpose yayo ndei. Youth service inofanira kunge ichiita kuti vechidiki vanzwe kuda nyika yavo, yatingati pachirungu patriotism. Zvino patriotism ilove, haimanikidzi kuvanhu. Rudo runoitika naturali. Kana hurumende yakanaka ichiita zvido zvevanhu, vanhu vanongoenda vega vonojoina. Uye kana vechidiki vakaona zvishuwa chirongwa chacho chakanaka, chikutwa zvakanaka, chisingamanikidziki vanhu, vanoenda vega. The moment yamumanikidzira vanhu, it means there's a hidden motive. Pane hidden agenda inenge yaida kuitwa izvozvo.
VaStephen Sarkozy Chuma ndivo vakafanobata chigaro chemutungamiriri wevechidiki muCCC. Vanga vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. Tataura zvakare navataurai Kandishaya, avo vanova mutevedzeri wemurongi wemisangano yevechidiki muZANU-PF.
Vachemutanga vanhu vanofanira kunzwisisa chinonzi National Youth Service chinorevei. Icho chirungu pache zvacho chinongoreva kuti mwana wechidiki wese anotarisirwa uye kukurudzirwa kuti ashandire nyika yake. Saka ichi chirongwa chamunoenda vanhu kunodzidziswa kushandira nyika yako kuti chinonzi kuzvipira chii, chichitarisa nhoroondo yenyika ine inotaurwa mubumbiro remutemo kuti kune vanasikana nevanakomana vechidiki vakati vaona kuti nyika yedu tagarwa matunduru nevapambe pfumi, vakati taakuenda kunosunungura nyika. Ikoko icho chinonzi National Youth Service. Saka apa vechidiki vedu vaakuenda kukunodzidziswa kuti iwe uri mwana mutema, uri mwana wemuZimbabwe. Chinonzi Zimbabwe chii, inochengetwa sei, unofanira kuishandira sei.
Saka ndezvipi zvimwe zvamunoda kuti zvinge zviri muchirongwa ichi?
Chirongwa ichi hachifaniri kuendwa neanoda, chinofanira kuendwa nemunhu wese. Kana sanyika dzakaita sana China, nyika dzakaita sana America, zvinorema kuti uwane basa kana usina kupfuura nekudanha rekudzidziswa pamusoro penyika yako, rekuedzwa, kutraiwa, kuiswa in the chest of time, kuti unokwanisa here kumirira nyika yako kana zvaoma. Saka chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende ngaiti mwana wese kubvira ari kulevhel yeprimary ngavaende kuNational Youth Service.
Ko munoti chiine mashoko evamwe wekuti havasi kufara nenyaya yekuti pakambomisiswa chirongwa ichi muna 2007 chinenge chakuitiswa zvematongerwo enyika chichishandiswa nevanhu vebato renyimi reZANU-PF?
Ndo zvinoita zvipomerwa. Kana paine zvipomerwa zvanga zviripo muna 2007, ezvinoti hamuna 2022, zvizhinji kwazvo zvakaitwa nana TCC zvakaitwa nana MDC tinotori nenhoroondo yekuti MDC yaisabhadhara vashandi asi izvezvi mukaenda kuMDC kune vashandi tine nhoroondo yekuti TCC yakatanga kurohwa maelections kubva kuma1999 asi nanhasi varungu kubvisa saka hatigoni kuti titarise kuti kumashure uko zvakambomiswa sei aiwa tinoramba tichienderera mberi ndosaka muchiona tine nyaya dzere-engagement and engagement yapresident E.D. Mnangagwa inongoreva kuti kana paine zvinhu zvisina kufamba zvakanaka kare ezvino zvaakudzoka zvishambiswa zvakanaka inongoreva kuti kana paine pakapotseka paakutwasanurwa asi hatingagone kuti titi zvaishandiswa zvematongerwo enyika nekuti chinoitika kana munhu abva kunational youth service anenge akunzwisisa chinonzi nyika yake anenge akugona kupa nyika yake rudo izvozvo chete kana wazviita varungu vanotanga kuti wapanduka varungu vanotanga kutaurakuti ZANU-PF sei zvichidaro nekuti ZANU-PF chete ndiro bato rine vanhu vakazvipira kushandira nyika yezimbabwe saka zvinoita sekuti munhu abva kunational youth service ukazomuti uchisarudza bato rekuenda haagoni kusarudza bato rine mapambe kuru anondosarudza bato rinotonga bato rezanupf rine zvido zvevanhu
saka lastly message yenyu kune vechidiki kubato renyu
kune vechidiki ndinoti shoko riya rinoti kudza baba vako namai vako kuti mazuva akawedzere panyika rinorevazve kuti unofanira kukudza nyika yako nekuida
avo vanga vari vataurai kandishaya nhengo yezanupf vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla westudio 7 vari muHarare. And now to the second largest city kwaBulawayo. Ezra Jesus Banda uxoxe lo mqoqi wenhlelo zabatsha kubandla le-TCC umnumzana Kelvin Moyo.
Ya indaba yeyisevisi ke sayizwa lapha iboda nje kuma-social media la live live abanye bethu omakhelwane sababonani bagijimela into zangkhona but engakusho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi isevisi vele nyani towards election i-ZANU-PF every 5 years iyazama ukuthi ngamaqhinga ukuthi njani ifake ifiye ebantwini ukuze abantu bangakwanisi ukuvota kahle so thina njenge-CCC siyananzelela ukuthi njengabontanga kulabanye ontanga abafuna ukusetshenziswa ngesikhathi lesama-election ukuyahlukumeza abantu emakhaya ukuhlukumeza abantu khona lapha kobulawayo emadolobheni sibakhanyele
wena-ke bathi bona laba babekhona babanceda lokuthi batholeke ulwazi lokuthi basebenze imisebenzi etshiyeneyo kambe ngaba liqinisweni lo
amanga lawa inganekwane inganekwane leyo lokhu ngikuthatha from i-background emuva lapho ukuthi okwenzakeleni amadoda la akavusi indaba ze-national youth service abanye bangikhona ababegijima i-national youth service abasebenzi lakathesi bahlezi abanye bangikhona bayahlanya ngoba babehamba bebulala abantu bechithisa igazi so konke lokhu yana njani sikukhanyele mina engakutsho nje kubontanga ukuthi bengaphatheki uhlelo lolu ngoba nje akusikho or it's not the best alternative for ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanti ese-ontanga bagcwele bana babulawa zinjengu le ama-red barret la amakota la amancane babulawa into ze-crime babulawa into eziningi just because of ukuswelakala kwe-leadership elizwe 40+ years okhe zizama okhe zikhuluma ama-youth service akuncedi lo
siyabonga-ke so uyakhuthaza ontanga ukuthi bangangeni la
bengaphatheke emadlwaleni la amadlwaleni la
uKelvin Moyo ubona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zabatsha ku-TCC kobulawayo. Ezra also spoke to Archibald Chiponda, ZANU-PF Bulawayo provincial spokesperson, who says the National Youth Service is a noble idea.
No, I think it's a positive move. For me, anything that instills virtues such as discipline, hard work into youth is a positive thing. A lot of people, they look at the National Youth Service and they think that the National Youth Service is something maybe unique to Zimbabwe. It's actually not unique to Zimbabwe. If you look, there's a lot of countries, European countries, we're talking Spain, we're talking Germany, that have got similar programs. These are just programs that try and inculcate a sense of patriotism and a sense of duty to citizens while they're still at a young age. Because what you would hope is if these things are instilled in people when they're at a young age, they then grow into adults who carry these virtues of hard work and patriotism on into later life. It really helps build a nation. It's a good thing. I really believe it's a good thing.
What happens after the training? Normally, where are they deployed? Do they get jobs or do they get employment somewhere?
They are attached to various government departments. What happened to them?
This would be a pool. It creates a pool of labor, which you know is patriotic, and a pool of labor which you know is discipline. So it can end up becoming a very great source of labor for government and even for the economy at large. What you'll find is a lot of people who are ex-graduates of National Youth Service, they actually become sought-out individuals, even in the private sector, because the person the company will be knowing, which the person I'm employing has got such virtues inside them. So they can also end up being quite sought after even in the private sector as well as the government sector.
Mm. As a youth, as a young one as well, do you encourage other youth to join?
No, definitely. Definitely. It's an amazing experience. I know many individuals personally who have been through it, and they are better off for it. Believe me, I would encourage all youths to take up this opportunity that they're being given to go and train and gain skills and better themselves in life.
That was ZANU-PF Bulawayo Provincial Spokesperson Archibald Chiponda speaking with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda. And now for perspective, we are joined by Platform for Youth and Community Development Director, Mr. Clarice Madugu. Mr. Madugu, good evening and welcome to The Connection.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy to be part of this program.
There is a sharp division here, Mr. Madube, between ZANU-PF on the one hand and the opposition on the other, together with human rights organizations over the reintroduction of the National Youth Service. ZANU-PF says a good move, but the opposition says it means violence in the 2023 elections. What say you? Where do you stand as civic society groups?
Okay, thank you very much. It is quite an interesting discussion. In fact, when we comment about the National Youth Service in Zimbabwe, it must be a commentary. We know what has happened before. So when we comment, we can't comment it from no history. The history of the National Youth Service from 2000, when it was introduced by Boda Gezi and the Minister for Gender, Youth and Employment, and also what happened, the trail of destruction that has been caused by the National Youth Service is what people remember. So when we discuss about the National Youth Service, we cannot take away that history. But in effect, it needs to be understood by our listeners that the idea behind the National Youth Service is noble, because it is where you are trying to inject or inculcate values of loving one's country, values of patriotism, because more often, young people, as they grow up, they need to be given values for their country, values for the history of their country, of which those values are acceptable. Those values are important in any society, in any community, just like in a family. When you grow up, you need the young people to know the values of that family. If the family goes to church, they may inculcate those values. If the family wants their children to know who is their aunt, who is their uncle, and so forth. But what has happened, which is the background, I understand the worries that the opposition have, because they are purely evaluating and saying, when we had the National Youth Service in 2000, what?
Mr. Madugu, yes. Because we are running out of time, let me pose this question. Is there anything that can be done? Just one most important thing to you that can be done in order for the program to be acceptable to you?
It will take time, because we are polarized, and those who are introducing the National Youth Service, they're not doing it for the good values that it is. Because from our own evaluation, what has happened is that we are in a situation where there is high contestation between the opposition and the ruling party. So we suspect that the National Exchange may be used for the wrong reason. But we say the thing is that it is a program that may end up being abused.
Thank you.
So what can happen is that there is need to establish trust within the country, that this program must also involve other players that are not political.
Thank you, Mr. Clarence Maduka. Unfortunately, we are out of time, thank you so very much. That's Mr. Clarence Maduku, director of the organization Platform for Youth and Community Development. Let's take a break. Please don't go away. We will be right back. COVID is still here, so do protect yourselves. And now, tomorrow is D-Day for Zimbabwean workers as they begin a two-day stay away of poor wages. Workers complain that their salaries are constantly eroded by inflation and want to be paid in U.S. dollars. Harare resident Owen Liwayo says he supports the job action 100%.
The challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is that with an uncaring government, a government that does not even take concern of the citizens. I believe there have been negotiations, there have been dialogue or even talking points where the 6-7 they submitted their content to the government, they submitted their warfare. So the current government, the Second Republic, is not a warfare government. It is a capitalist government that derives satisfaction in the suffering of the people. The 6-7 will be saying their concern for a very long time. They've been even petitioning the government. They've been even calling for the government to negotiate with the government. But the government has not even responded favorably to the concern of the civil service. So I'm in full support of them, of their stairway.
So last week we saw heavy police deployment in the streets. I mean, do you think that tomorrow's event will succeed?
The success of the event will not be measured by how many civil servants are in the streets. Because definitely the government will respond heavily, will deploy the security steps, the police onto the streets. The success will be determined by how much the message has been put across, how much the civil servants have managed to stay away and stay at their homes and not participate in the demonstration or being in the streets, because the government will come heavy on them.
Mm-hmm. And is there enough support from the citizenry to these workers who are complaining about their poor wages?
I would like to believe so, because the welfare of the civil servants definitely affects the majority of the citizens.
Harare resident Owen Dliwayo speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangudla. And for perspective, we are now joined by Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe spokesperson, Mr. Tembakuye Moyo. Mr. Moyo, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection.
I'm happy to be part of the talk.
Yeah, we have seen previously a government responding with violence to striking employees. And also we have seen mass stairways flopping, failing, because many people are self-employed. Are you ready for any of the two outcomes tomorrow?
The amalgamated teachers rural union of Zimbabwe, we are very ready. If I can go back to you and say, you acknowledge that so many people are self-employed, and when we look at the classes in Zimbabwe, we have the workers, we have the peasants, then we have the elite. Those who are calling themselves self-employed today, it's because they are frustrated. They are frustrated that their occupations are not paying them enough. And the only way to survive for them is to self-employ themselves. But when we look at a country like Zimbabwe, it's a country based in agriculture, mining, and the civil servant. It means there is a shortage in civil servants. There's also a shortage in private sector. And we are seeing a mushrooming of people who think they have employed themselves.
Okay, so teachers are in tomorrow and Thursday. Who else is joining this job action?
Teachers are in. The industrial action is organized under the Public Service Association, meaning the whole spectrum of workers. We have nurses, we have other civil servants. The only challenge in Zimbabwe that we are saying is people are being oppressed to such an extent that they cannot identify themselves. That's the challenge. But holistically, all civil servants are part of the industrial action tomorrow.
And any word from the employer as of this hour?
The only word that the employer has sent is deployment of the uniform, the comrade. And that's what we expect tomorrow. The Harare streets and the Bulawayo streets will be flooded by the police officers and soldiers. But it is a naive decision when we look at it, because it's a stairway where
I'm sorry, Mr. Moyo. We have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Mr. Tembakuye Moyo of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUS. And thanks also to all our other guests. And of course, you, the listener at home. Be sure to tune in again next Tuesday. I am Tsungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.